This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, good afternoon, or good morning, and or good morning. It is 2/19, 2019. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. So good to be with you. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. We have a fantastic schedule, as always. Jason Derkovitz and I think Dr. Llewellyn's join us also. I'm pretty sure, you know, he's coming from somewhere near London, so the time difference and stuff. But I think he's coming on also. Great resource. He'll be on the second half of our broadcast. Leading first is Alex Newman from New American, what have you. He's waiting. So happy to have him on. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to make you aware, if you're trying to tune in to us, obviously our website, thepowerhour.com, there's a Listen Live button on top. You can go to TalkStream Live. We were in one of the top shows for all of last year again, so thank you so much for making us that. Check that out, TalkStreamLive.com. Just search The Power Hour on the top, and then you'll have a link. There's also a call-in number you can use there, so you can always get a hold of us. Of course, The Power Mall. If you have any questions or ever need to get a hold of us, 877-817-9829. Alex Newman, the more I talk to him, the more I like him. And I seem a couple, it's a couple places I've run into him. I know the Red Pill Expo, I ran into him. And I think there was another, I can't remember. He seems to show up everywhere. He's an American journalist. He's a consultant. He writes about economics, finance, banking, business, walls, whatever you want. He obviously is a big proponent of the John Birch Society and the New American author, of course. We're so happy to welcome Alex. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Daniel, thank you so much for having me. It's really a pleasure to be with you again, so thank you.
Yes. Last time you were on, I believe it was, we discussed education and some of the things you were working on about that. So has that come out? Has that come to a resolution there?
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity to speak on this, Daniel. Last time I was on, we spoke about a special report we were doing about education. We now have that officially out. That cover date is February 4th. We actually put all the articles up online so people can read pieces individually, or they can go ahead and order the whole PDF report, or they can, you know, this is my preference, order a stack of 1,000 of the actual print magazine and give them to your pastor and to the local school board and to all the opinion leaders in your community. But basically what we did, Daniel, to break it down very quickly, we exposed what's going on in the government schools, deliberate dumbing down of children, wild and very effective indoctrination into, you know, LGBT, climate alarmism, totalitarianism, globalism, sustainable development, you name it. They're brainwashing your kids to believe in it. And then we show that inevitably, if this continues, inevitably, you know, absent divine intervention, we're going to lose our freedoms, we're going to lose our country, our constitution, our churches, all the rest of it. It's all gone. You know, the trends are crystal clear. And then we offer hope. You know, then we lay out the solution. And that is, number one, first and foremost, get your kids out of the system. And whether that means homeschooling, which is a fantastic option for a lot of people, or putting them in a good private school, a Christian school, an alternative school of some sort, whatever you need to do to protect them, you got to do it. And, you know, it's not just about the well-being of your kids anymore. Now it's about the well-being of our nation and the survival of our freedom. So that's kind of the whole thing in a really quick nutshell.
That's a pretty dramatic, not that you were dramatic, but what you're saying is very dramatic. And I've had this discussion with people like yourself. I would say the majority, whether I ask them on air or off air, and I say, what is the biggest problem or the most important thing America is facing? And, you know, a lot of mention God, we'll talk about God, what have you, but something down on our level is school. They will mention school. Joel Skousen, I asked him flat out, I said, is there any hope for America? Do you have hope here? And he says, well, not really, because people won't take their children out of school. That's how important it was to him. You're basically echoing the same thing. Is it that important?
It is the most important political issue that I think we're facing right now. Because, you know, I care deeply about all these issues that you care about and that the listeners care about and that Joel cares about. You know, I'm concerned about the erosion of our gun rights. I'm concerned about the, you know, overbearing government and high taxes and the crazy environmentalism and the abortion. You know, I'm concerned about all these things, but there's one thread that's common and it runs through all of them, and that is the education system. And what's happening now is that on all of these issues, you know, the government is right now is indoctrinating more than 85% of American children 5 days a week, you know, in many cases 8 hours per day. There's no chance to fight against that over the dinner table and maybe Sunday school one day a week. It's just not possible. So my point is we're going to lose every single one of these battles if we don't address the education issue. And that's why I agree with Gold. This is the single most important issue we're facing. And if we don't get it right, all these other issues we care about, you know, even basics like free speech and freedom of religion, all of it is going to be gone. And we'll have nobody but ourselves to blame in this case.
Did you see the video? This was, everything starts to blend together time-wise, but within the last couple weeks, there's a video circulating of a public school board meeting in California where they were voting, they're going to vote to adopt a new textbook system that was heavily LGBTQ. I don't know. I can't even add all the letters now, but you know what I'm saying. That agenda, it was going to be heavily in the face of these children, even down to like 6 years old. Did you see any of that video?
I did not see that particular video, but I think I know exactly where you're talking about it because I wrote about it today for Freedom Project. I have an education blog there called The Human Report, and I've been following this closely. Actually, we had a video about the new health education framework in California that mandates the teaching of this LGBT transgenderism stuff beginning in kindergarten. It is impossible for parents to opt out their children from this under the law. And people are mad now. So actually just today in California, Daniel, they had they called it a sex ed sit out where, and this was a lot of Hispanic parents too who didn't realize what was going on because it was all taking place in English. And when they found out, they got furious. So absolutely, I'm aware of what's going on there, and it is crazy, but I hope it'll be a wake-up call.
Well, what struck me, they had different people from the community get up, and, you know, some people were just, you know, this is child abuse. What in the hell are you talking to my six-year-old about any kind of sex, heterosexual, homosexual? What the hell is going on here? Basically is what they were saying. And other people, there were people, you could tell they were, you know, this is California. They were very liberal-leaning politically, and the lady was like, I'm all for inclusion, but why does my 7-year-old need to talk about this? I mean, you could tell she was like, I'm a hardcore card-carrying Democrat, and I can go for most of this crap you're trying to shove down us, but wait a minute.
Even liberals get outraged when they see this. You show some of the pictures of what's been going on. They have this drag queen story hour now that's invading the kindergartens and the elementary. I don't care if it's the most pro-Obama, far-left liberal you can imagine. They look at that and they say, whoa, really? You're exposing my 4-year-old to this? It's nuts.
Yeah, it's insane. And the other thing that struck me, at the end of the day, there were such good positions that people are making, and there were about 9 people, look like at least 7 that I saw, probably it looked like there might have been 9 people on the board that they were talking to there. They voted unanimously to accept this, that they've separated the sex ed from sexual orientation training, and you cannot opt out, just like you said. And it just struck me, oh my, at what point will America say you are not doing this? Is there anything we will not let them do to our children?
You know, at this point, if parents are willing to tolerate this, that is just a complete assault on the innocence of the youngest Americans, you know, minus the preborn ones that are being slaughtered by the millions, I don't know what will be the line. So I hope that as word of this gets out, this will be, you know, one step too far for a lot of parents, and they'll say, you know what, I'm not willing to subject my children to that. It's time to homeschool. It's time to put them in some sort of Christian school, private school, online school. I don't care what it is. But get them out because, you know, and I think people need to realize, too, this is about so much more than just the LGBT agenda, right? And that's bad enough, you know, teaching children they could be any gender they want. If they mutilate their genitals, then suddenly they're going to be, a different sex. It's just absolutely outlandish. But the broader agenda behind this goes way beyond just the LGBT stuff. I mean, this is an attack on truth. It's an attack on reality. It's an attack on the family, which is the foundational building block of civilization, and it's an attack on, you know, everything that we hold dear. And if we let these people keep going, I can guarantee that the consequences are going to be catastrophic.
All right, just quick answers. We've got about 2 or 3 minutes before the break. We have been told that there's no religion taught in school. It's kind of a neutral place. So we just, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic, you know, that same old thing. I think that is a total lie and total deception. The religion that's taught at school to me is secular humanism, and now with the environmentalism, that now it's even worse. It's Gaia worship on top of that. Am I up in the night? Am I on target here?
You are absolutely on the money. And in fact, the original humanists, people like John Dewey, admitted that they were religious. They called themselves religious humanists. The very first plank of their humanist manifesto said, we believe that the universe is eternally self-existing and not created, whereas God's word says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So blatant attack on Christianity and true religion, biblical religion. And, you know, now it's gone way beyond that. Now they're teaching children that science proves that God doesn't exist, which is ludicrous. They're teaching children Islam and Buddhism and Hinduism and anything except Christianity and the Bible. And this is all very deliberate and very strategic.
You know, since we're on the subject and you brought up children, let's go all the way down to the in the womb and the unborn. What's going on in New York? I mean, your initial reactions.
This is the inevitable consequences of what we're seeing in the schools, Daniel, and this is my point. Right? This would not have been possible, this idea that we're going to now kill babies after they're born. This would not have even been conceivable without generations of brainwashing in the public school system. And I think it gives us an illustration of where we're going if we allow this to continue.
This may be a hard... I don't want to put you in a corner, and I don't want to offend listeners. But many people, many times, they ask me, what is the solution? What can we do? And I inevitably, pretty quickly, I point to the school system. If we do not take control of this, I mean, at some level, isn't this our fault?
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. And that's how we conclude the special report. We have the last word in there. And we say, look, we did this to ourselves. We allowed the government to indoctrinate our children. We continue to send our children to be indoctrinated. And, you know, we don't need to do a whole lot to fix this. Just get your kids out. And if we refuse to do that much, we deserve what's coming to us.
Some people can't. I understand there's people who can't. But what you, and I don't want to get on my soapbox, but this is so important, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody who's anybody who I talk to on the show, 90% of them will speak, if not just like Alex is right now, pretty darn close, especially off air, especially on the break or something. They'll speak this way. And if you can't get them out of government school, I understand pressures that are on you. At least be aware that you need to and pray to find a solution. And just be aware of that and work to counteract the bad. On the other side, a lot of good things we're going to talk about. The UN scientist, a whistleblower that Alex interviewed. Very good information. Stay tuned. Alex Newman. Alex Newman. Alex Newman.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extracts with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds.
seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Alex writes for The New American, thenewamerican.com. You can check out his great writing, a great writer, truly. And you can also see the reference. Why don't you talk about the reference so they can get this education report if they're interested in that, Alex?
Awesome. Hey, Daniel, thank you so much for the opportunity to tell people about this. If you go to thenewamerican.com, we've got some banner ads right under the main articles. It'll say, special report. We're calling it Rescuing Our Children. To rescue our nation. You can click right on there, and we actually have a promo code right now. People can get one copy. We'll waive the shipping and handling fee. The promo code is EDUCATE19. Doesn't matter, caps or big letters, EDUCATE19, and we'll ship a copy of this issue straight to your door. And then if you like it, which we hope you will, you can order 100 or 1,000 and give them to everybody that you know that needs one. So.
That's awesome. I love people. That is such a good solution than just talking about it. And see, I get on my soapbox about it real quick, but you have facts, you have information, you have options for people. I just really commend you for doing this. Thank you so much, Alex. Let's transition a little bit. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. You interview some pretty interesting people, and recently you had a chance to interview a whistleblower, a United Nations scientist. Discuss that a little bit.
Yeah, well, thanks again for the opportunity to speak on these incredibly important issues. So I was in Stockholm, Sweden, and I became aware through some mutual friends, actually scientists involved in the climate issue, that there was this the lead sea level reviewer for the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and that he was in Stockholm. He used to be the chairman of the Paleogeophysics Department at Stockholm University. So I reached out to him, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm totally willing to talk to the media. Just come on by to my house, and we'll go down to the ocean, and we'll talk about it. So anyways, I hope people will go check this out. Long story short, we spent half an hour, and he systematically debunked the lies promoted by the UN IPCC. He points out that, the ocean is not rising quickly. It's not going to be rising quickly. In fact, if anything, the ocean sea levels are probably going to be going down. and the Earth is not getting warmer. If anything, we're about to go into a period of global cooling. So this is all lies. And he said he told the UN, the IPCC, and they refused to listen. They just ran with their errors and their lies anyway, so he resigned. But this is, you know, somebody that the UN considered credible enough to put as their lead sea level reviewer. He's one of the top, if not the top, sea level expert in the world, been measuring sea levels for 50 years. And he says it's all a giant hoax. So I hope people will go listen to what he has to say. He's not the only one, but he's a very eloquent speaker with impeccable credentials. And I hope people will go take a look.
Couple questions immediately come to mind. What was his response or what was his attitude towards the way he was treated and the environment there? Obviously, he wasn't happy with it, but, I mean, was he surprised? What?
He's just flabbergasted. And, you know, he says he warned his colleagues that, hey, this is going to be bad for all of science. I mean, we're going to be exposed as fraud, and nobody's going to trust science anymore. So he's outraged, and he has a really good sense of humor, and he's really like a happy guy. But you can tell that it really hurts him. You know, he's a science nut, and it really hurts him to see his passion, you know, the field that he's so passionate about being used and abused like this. And he said inevitably people are going to find out that this is a hoax, and science itself and scientists are going to be left with egg all over their face. And he knows the real agenda, too. He said, hey, this is about globalism. These people want a world government. This has nothing to do with science. And we need to sound the alarm.
Now, I've been seeing, you know, for years, Al Gore, I just laugh at him and climate change. But I've been also seeing evidence of, I don't know what you have studied, but geoengineering is starting to come into public consciousness now. It's like they're starting to tell us in articles, oh, we may need to, you know, reconfigure the environment to save us. And people like Dane Wigington, they've been talking about geoengineering off the coast of California, actually stopping rain. Have you seen any of that? Were you able to ask the scientists anything like that?
Unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to ask him about geoengineering, but it is a subject that I've looked into a little bit. I think very clearly something is going on. And actually, the head of the Council on Foreign Relations, Richard Haass, in speaking about how Trump was kind of exposing the whole global warming, how he said, oh, well, you know, U.S. Is clearly not going to do anything about global warming. Looks like we're going to have to pour more research and development money into geoengineering. These people are telling you. You know, I've seen videos of leading scientists in this field saying that 10,000 people might die from this, and that's fine.
That's just easy for them to say, right? They're not the 10,000 people dying.
Exactly.
I love these people who talk about overpopulation, talk about that. Okay, well, okay, I'm going to believe you. You lead by example and jump off this cliff, please. Lead by example, and then I'll start to believe you.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I know. And, hey, you know, these to speak on this population issue, Obama's a science star. A lot of people don't realize this. He wrote a book in 1977. Eco-science, where he said we're all going to die from global cooling, and we have overpopulation, and we should do forced abortions and add sterilizing agents to the drinking supply to stop. It's unbelievable, these people.
Oh, you're just a hater. You just don't like black people, Alex. That's your problem. Stay tuned on the other side. More with Alex Newman, thenewamerican.com, thepowerhour.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate voted to overturn President Trump's national emergency declaration at the border by a 59-41 vote. 12 Republicans joined the Democrats to go against the president, and President Trump has vowed to veto the legislation, the first of his presidency. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham was one of the no votes.
A national emergency. I think we have one at the border, and I think he's acting within the scope of the statute. And if you don't like the statute, change it. I will definitely work with people to see if we can change it. But I think the president's on solid legal footing.
President Trump's one-word tweet after the vote was veto. The Israeli military is reporting two rockets were fired at Tel Aviv from the Gaza Strip. At least one of the rockets was intercepted as the Iron Dome missile defense system was activated. No injuries or deaths have been reported. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In honor of President's Day, really George Washington's birthday, I mean, he really kept our nation together. Was he the best general? No, strategically wise, no, but to be able to unite men and people believe in him and, you know, first in our hearts, first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of our nation, that's George Washington. We got a sale over at the Power Mall. Everything's 10% off except dropship products, but everything else 10% off in honor of that. The CDs, any interview that we do. People order CDs all the time. You can take this interview, get a CD of it, and give away. I know that many of our listeners don't have access to the internet. They listen shortwave or what have you. And so even if you do, handing somebody physically, here, check out this interview of Sherry Tendon Penny on vaccines. Check out Alex Newman talking about education system and options that you have. That's powerful. You don't have to make the argument. You don't have to get in a fight with your relatives like I did. You can just hand them the CD, and there's power in that. Here, what do you think about this? Check this out. and then leave it at that. And then, you know, maybe they'll want more, maybe whatever. But you're a pioneer. Sherry Rogers interviews 10% off new products, the Copacabana shampoo from Vitamir and conditioner and the soaps. It's hard to get chemically free beauty products. So we're really happy to have those Vitamir products, plus all the other great, maca powder, the maca protein, which I love, my wife loves, and my children love, and the Vitamir mouthwash, of course. And Mother Earth Minerals Healthy Balance is a Maxi Men product line from Mother Earth Minerals. So check out the Healthy Balance and all the other, and of course, Cardio Miracle. You can call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. 829. Getting back to Alex. Alex, when you're interviewing this scientist in Stockholm, Sweden, and you are, what's the word? You're seeing the blatant extent to which this system that we're supposedly to have confidence in is misleading and lying to us. What goes through your mind during that interview?
You know, for me, it really wasn't a surprise, Daniel, because I've been following around the UN's traveling climate circus for the last 10 years or so. In fact, before interviewing the Swedish scientist, I had just come from Poland from the COP24, the United Nations 24th Conference of the Parties, where they were doing, again, you know, the whole climate thing. And so I'm used to this now. I'm used to the fact that they just lie, that they have slick marketing experts, that they fly in on private jets and ride around in armored limousines and then lecture us about riding our bicycle and stuff. So for me, it wasn't a surprise. But what I did experience while I was talking to this scientist was just what a breath of fresh air that there are still people out there, scientists and others, even that the UN once had confidence in, that are willing to risk so much to get the truth out there. And so just the fact that there are people out there like Dr. News, Dr. Morner, and many others that I've interviewed, you know, if you go to our YouTube channel, you'll find a lot of interviews like that. It was just so refreshing to know that there are still people out there willing to do what it takes to tell the truth.
Well, the extension of this, manifestation of this, Alexandria, Ocasio-Cortez, she's touting this new deal, this Green New Deal, like she's FDR for the 21st century or something. That goes right into that. Let's discuss this Green New Deal.
Yeah, well, I'm glad for the opportunity to do that, too. And, you know, after the news got out and this started becoming basically the subject of global ridicule, they took down some of the documentation, but I was able to save it before that happened. And I encourage people to read this stuff. They are talking about fundamentally transforming every aspect of our lives. I mean, and it's interesting. I was in Canada last weekend giving a speech on education, and one of the other speakers at the conference was Dr. Patrick Moore, who happens to be, first of all, a very respected scientist. Second of all, one of the co-founders of Greenpeace, one of the most radical environmental groups on the planet. And he's still a radical environmentalist. He describes himself as a tree hugger. But I asked him about this Green New Deal. He actually left Greenpeace because he said they hate humans. They think of humans as a virus. And that's not what I signed up for. But I asked him, you know, what do you think about this Green New Deal? And he was very, very clear that, you know, he called it a recipe for mass suicide. He said this is just an absolute disaster from any perspective. It would result in the mass death of humankind, and we have to do everything possible to stop it. So,
well, talk about some of the specifics of it. What exactly is she, or I have a hard time believing she wrote this bill, but what is she purporting to do? How will it change our lives?
Well, if you read through the FAQ that she put up on her website, what you'll see is that they are talking about, for example, getting rid of farting cows. So no more beef for you, no more steaks, no more hamburgers. They're talking about getting rid of air travel. They're talking about spending trillions and trillions of dollars to retrofit every building. They're talking about literally paying people, according to the document, who are unwilling to work. So it's not just people who are unable to work now who are going to go on welfare. It's also people who are unwilling to work, according to the document itself. So they are literally proposing Marxism disguised as environmentalism. That's why we call them watermelons, right? They're green on the outside, but they're red on the inside. And the thing is, a lot of people, Daniel, are acting like – that's pretty crazy. But a lot of people are acting like –
I've never heard that.
You did it. Okay. Well, I can't take credit for it, but, I mean, it just describes these people so perfectly. But this is not new, Daniel. I've been following the United Nations for a long time, And back in 2012, they started putting out these documents right ahead of the Sustainable Development Conference that took place in Rio that I went to. And they started talking about what they called a green world order, where basically we would have central planning at the global scale under the guise of environmentalism. John Podesta, you know, big Hillary Clinton guy, her campaign manager, co-authored a UN report where they said that everything has to change, including, they said, you have to dramatically alter the mindset and worldview of every person on the planet. So they're not just talking about restructuring our economy and our civilization. They want to scramble your mind, too. These people are dead serious.
Well, it's easy to do when you got all your children. You know, if you got them in school for, like you said, 8-9 hours a day and you're teaching them this, just wait 15 years. Just wait till a new generation. Wait about 20 years and what comes out of it and the influence. It's easy. This isn't rocket science. Like,
we go through the in the special issue. Arne Duncan, Obama's education secretary, was literally bragging in public speeches to UNESCO that he was using the schools to bring about the green world order, that he was turning your children into green global citizens, that the ideology of sustainable development was being infused into every element of the curriculum from K through university. So they were bragging about it. It's crazy.
Why is it so hard? And again, see, we're back to schools, and I'm not trying to. I mean, I talk about this all the time, ladies and gentlemen. But why is it so difficult for Americans to go there mentally? I mean, obviously, homeschool rates are up, especially in California or other states where they're trying to push mandatory vaccines. But generally, it's lagging behind. Why is it so difficult for parents to come to that realization?
You know, I think a lot of them have just gotten used to the government baby care, you know, daycare service, and a lot of them don't realize how bad things have gotten. You know, they think, well, you know, I went to public school 30 years ago, and it wasn't that bad. You know, we didn't really get a good education, but what is the reference point? But, you know, we even, for older parents, we used to pray in school, right? We used to read the Bible in school. Yeah, maybe they don't do that much anymore, but, you know, it's not that bad, but they just don't realize what's happening. And, of course, ignorance is no excuse, especially when it comes to the well-being of your children. But I think that's a big part of it, Daniel, is that people just don't know. So that's one of the main reasons why we did this special report.
There was about 10 years ago. I'll tell this story. I wasn't going to, but I will. It was about 10, 11, 12 years ago, somewhere around there. I was in church, and they asked me to be an advisor to young people like Boy Scouts and that kind of thing. I said, fine, it's great. We'll go on campouts. We'll, you know, whatever. We go canoeing, what have you. So I'm just talking to these children, and this is in a very white bread part of America, very conservative part of America, and I just start asking them what it's like at school and the things they're dealing with, and they're telling me, it sounds like a horror story straight out of the movies. I mean, this movie would be R-rated. This would be an R-rated John Hughes movie if it just went by what they told me. And I'm sitting here, this is 10, 12 years ago, in a very conservative part of America. And I'm just like, do your parents know any of this? And they're like, no. They darn well, I guess they don't, because if they did, they'd be around the school ready to burn it down. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, and I think that's such a big part of the problem, Daniel, is parents don't know. You know, the teachers' unions, the Federal Department of Education, they go to great lengths to make sure parents don't find out what's going on. And, you know, frankly, the homeschool movement, as much as I love it and I tell all parents, get your kids out of schools and homeschool, it's a double-edged sword because you have the parents who are most involved in their kids' lives, who care the most, who are now no longer involved in the system, so they suddenly lose part of their motivation to keep track. You know, if all these homeschool kids were in the public schools, this stuff would have been exposed a long time ago. And, you know, I'm not saying homeschoolers ought to be putting their kids in school. They're doing the right thing by keeping them out. But the fact is, that's one of the reasons why people don't really realize what's going on. The ones who do realize what's going on opt out of the system, and then they kind of stop monitoring what's happening there. So that's, you know, that falls on all of us. You know, when you pull your kids out, don't think that your job is done, right? They still have 85% of the other kids, so they still have work to do. You just, you know, step one, as they say on the airplane, you know, put the mask on yourself, then you get it.
Hold that thought, Alex.
People.
There's the music. We'll be right back. TheNewAmerican.com, Alex Newman. PowerHour.com, PowerMall.com. Stay tuned.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
People all the time ask about solutions. A great document, a great magazine to get is this new one about education that Alex and his team and everybody at The New American has put together. TheNewAmerican.com. Please check that out. And I'm sure we'll have him on again to talk more about what he's doing. We got one segment left. Cory Booker recently, who may or may not run for president, I don't know. He came out making fun of people who are making fun of Ocasio-Cortez in this quote-unquote Green New Deal, saying that in our city, we retrofitted these buildings, we saved the government money, and we created jobs for people. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Any reaction to this?
It's more lies, and that's the thing. Whenever you have people trying to sell totalitarianism and socialism and communism and environment, and, you know, socialism masquerading as environmentalism. They always rely on lies and deception. And this is a perfect example of that. Talk about creating jobs, right? You could, if you were the government and you were $20-something trillion in debt, you could hire a bunch of people to smash big rocks and little rocks. And you could say, hey, look, creating jobs.
We're creating jobs.
Useless jobs. It would be asinine, right? And yet we're expected to believe this is somehow a good thing. It's ludicrous. And when you look into this Green New Deal and you read the documents they put out, they say, yeah, you know, it's super expensive. It's going to be trillions and trillions of dollars. How are we going to pay for it? They say, well, you know, we have a Federal Reserve. We can make them print money. And, you know, I teach economics. I teach advanced economics to some of America's brightest high school students. And one of the things I do when we get to our lesson on inflation, I pull out these $100 trillion bills from Zimbabwe. And I explain to them, I could not buy a square of toilet paper with $100 million in Zimbabwe. In Venezuela, same situation. You cannot get anything. And the reason is socialism doesn't work. And printing money doesn't actually create goods and services. Right, so the whole thing is based on a lie. But to those who think this isn't a threat, recognize there are now 67 co-sponsors for this in the House, 11 in the Senate, and as they brag in their own document, almost every 2020 Democrat candidate has announced that they support this. So, and if you look at the trends, you know, back to education again, if you look at the trends, more and more Americans are joining this bandwagon. As older Americans, older voters die out, these are going to be the voters of the future if we don't take action.
I just had to smile when you mentioned Zimbabwe. I'm sitting here right in front of me. In my hand, I have a $100 trillion note from Zimbabwe. I use it as a reminder. That's hilarious. Getting back to the seriousness of what you said, that this isn't a joke, and, you know, we joke about AOC or whatever, whoever's pulling her strings, or Cory Booker, or any of these people. No matter what we think, no matter what I think, they're dead serious, and they're pushing this agenda. Now, whether they believe it or not, or whether they're just wanting to control people's lives, untold of the story. But they're moving forward with this. I mean, what can we do to stop or slow or do something different here?
Yeah, I think one of the first things that we need to do is expose this. We need to show people that why it's wrong, why it won't work. But again, you know, the reason they're so confident, and if you look at the polling data, actually, I was just looking at the polling data earlier today. A solid majority of Americans now between the ages of 18 and 29 prefer socialism to capitalism. A majority of 19 to 29-year-old Americans in Gallup polls prefer socialism. So unless we take and that's, you know, that's the generation that already got out of high school. Imagine the generation that's in there now. This trend is going to keep accelerating until we address these issues that we've talked about this whole episode so far, Daniel.
Let me pause. Let me stop you right there. That my mind is spinning right now. What you just said. The ramifications for that and what that means. Socialist countries killed only about 250 million people the last century. I mean, and that's government studies, and that's university studies, government studies. That's conservative. I think University of Hawaii says 260 million people that socialist countries killed. The number one cause of unnatural death.
That's right.
Was government.
Yeah,
death by government.
Yep. Yep.
And you're telling me
kids don't know anything about that. These kids have no clue, Daniel. They don't know what happened in Cuba or China or the Soviet Union. They have no clue. All they know is, oh, fairness and equality and income inequality. You know, all these silly buzzwords that are just totally meaningless with no context, no understanding of economics, no understanding of history, no understanding of freedom.
See, I talk at quite length, and I go, the completion of social, or hey, let me put it this way. Lucifer is forming a government on the planet. What government is he going to choose? He's going to choose Lucifer's government is socialism, because then he takes control. So it's control, and that your will is not valid, and that he knows better than you, and he's going to run your life. To me, that's socialism, and that's Luciferianism when you take it all the way to the end. Any comment?
It absolutely is. You know, that's one of the things that we include in the special report now is when you really boil this down, the UN has what they call the World Core Curriculum. This is based by the admission of the guy who wrote the World Core Curriculum. This is based on the teachings of Alice Bailey. I know we don't have a lot of time, but I'll give you a hint about what this is all about. Alice Bailey was the founder of the Lucifer Publishing Company. So it all circles right back, right? These World Core curriculum, they want it in every school on the planet. And the guy who created the curriculum admits that it's based on the teachings of a Luciferian.
Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, especially you older people, you know, maybe you're retired or whatever, you got grandchildren, you know, I mean, we're to the point, it wouldn't be too dramatic or too out of hand right now to say, you know, maybe my son, hey son, why don't I move relatively closer to you? Let me move closer to you, or if you can move closer to me, let's do something where maybe I can press a button on a DVD player. I can do school for little Johnny or little Susie or what have you. Let me worry about teaching your children, or I'll do this. I mean, we're all part of a war here. We got to step up. Is it too dramatic to say that?
That's right. No, we actually call for Lieutenant Colonel E. Ray Moore. He's the founder of the Exodus Mandate. He came up with this idea that we need a Dunkirk operation. We need all hands on deck, grandmas, grandpas, neighbors, aunts, uncles, every church in the country to get involved in this movement to rescue our kids. Yeah, that's what we need to do.
Have you ever heard of Pastor Nicholas Wright in the Covenant Love Christian Center outside of Dallas? Have you ever heard of him?
No, unfortunately not. Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, he's right along what we're saying. There's a lot of pastors that talk about the schools. Not a lot, but there are some. But he goes even further, talking about the government, this idea of exodus, of getting out of this Babylonian system and taking our destiny back and our inheritance. Maybe I should get you hooked up with him somehow. You should interview him.
Oh, I would love to talk to him. Yeah, that's what we need. Every pastor in this country needs to warn their congregation, and they need to make sure that their block has an alternative, whether that's a church school or a collaboration of churches in the area. Something needs to be done.
That would be very good. I'll Pastor might be listening. Catherine, please remind me to hook those two up so that maybe we can get some information out through Alex. But we got about 30 seconds. Last word is yours, my friend. It's been great to have you on.
Hey, Daniel, it's been great to be with you. Thank you so much for what you're doing, educating the listeners out there. Listeners, thank you so much for listening. And I just hope everybody will take this to heart. You know, we're going to lose our country and our freedom if we don't address this. So go to thenewamerican.com, get a copy of this special report, and keep in touch. Thank you so much, Daniel.
God bless. Jason Derkovitz and Dr. Llewellyn on the other side. Stay tuned.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.